Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm actually very interested in this game that they'll have against the Bills, because I think it's a great litmus test for what they're trying to do on this defense, which is to just get longer, rangier, faster, more athletic to deal with some of these quarterbacks that we're seeing. Like, Josh Allen is kind of the prototype of, you know, the modern scrambling style NFL quarterback that can hurt you with his arm still. And I think it will be a great test for the Falcons to see how they hold up against that challenge.
Our guest from just before, Joe Patrick, from 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Good stuff from Joe. I wouldn't like the chances, to one thing he said, of two teams from the NFC South making the playoffs, though. I think, and we all kind of broke it down, or you two did, because you asked the question about that division. New Orleans, forget it. Carolina plus 300 to make it? Maybe. Atlanta plus 150, Tampa minus 150. One team will, I'm pretty sure. One team will make it.
those are still the laws.
I just like the NFC North is too deep. Maybe Minnesota falls off, but the more I read about the Vikings, and it's not just from Matthew, it's like they are loaded. Like Minnesota, maybe McCarthy is just, of course, he's the quarterback, but if he's good, maybe they're like last year or better, the Vikings. But Detroit should be good. Green Bay should be good. Philadelphia.
Bears could be better.
The Bears should be better.
In the North, so yeah.
Philly, Washington, maybe Dallas. San Francisco, the Rams. I don't know. Name your price, but I'm not interested straight up on it. You shouldn't be straight up wanting to bet a second NFC South team in the playoffs, even with seven making it now. Which, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I think if Atlanta, if Penix can, you know, round out his game, like we talked about it with Joe there, and maybe you've seen a lot of the same stuff, like some of the metrics, he's gotten a lot of run. He didn't play a lot, but when he did, he made a lot of hard throws. If he can get the rest of the stuff, get the more of the package regularly, I think I don't think Tampa is like unassailably the best team in that division. I mean they've been, but I think they're vulnerable. Like to me, they're not like some stalwart in the conference or anything. They've won, they've had success. Mayfield's working there, but I would expect a race to 10 wins between they and Tampa and Atlanta to decide that. Like if one of them gets to 11, I think they win it. Is how I would look at that division.
They open with each other in Atlanta, and then week 15 on a Thursday night in Tampa. That was that game last year, Tampa at Atlanta, was maybe the game of the year in the league. Like that Thursday night game where Cousins went over 500. There was, I know my ship chasing guys, they do an underdog pick 'em for every Thursday night game, like four or five different things, and they maybe never won. Last year it was painful for them, but it's a great watch. Imagine like watching you with one of these Thompson bets or something, and you're sort of riding along with the guys. And like they just had everything right, and that game was such that all we need is this one thing to happen, and it will because the time left, but then there was a fumble, and then run out the clock, and then overtime, and it still didn't happen. And just like they got a pretty bad beat in that one, but it was a great game, great fantasy game. 803-0550, Hard Knocks is having the Bills. Training camp out at St. John Fisher again. That'll be cool. I went to school there. I'll enjoy seeing Fish State on the, well, or will I, on Hard Knocks. Because, ladies and gentlemen, yet another streaming service is necessary to enjoy your football.
Yeah.
Now HBO Max. It already was. That was already an right. HBO that show. Was, it's always been an HBO show.
It's one of the reasons why I never really got too excited about the show, because for a few pockets in my life, we've had it, the Sopranos and Boardwalk Empire, like 15, 20 years ago, we had it as part of our DirecTV package, right? Then for a long time, I just didn't have it. Like once those shows ended, I sort of was like, I'm all right here. And so I didn't bother with it. So Hard Knocks would come and go, and I'd be like, whatever, no sweat, it's summer. I'm not missing it. But I've got it now I got it mostly because our friend Nick Bakay had his show Bookie on that platform, the last two seasons of it. It's gone now, but I still have it because I'm using it for hockey. Like they are, and basketball, they're simulcasting the TNT TBS family of networks on Max. So it's a way for me to get that stuff without having to pay entirely for like a $80 or $100 a month, another streaming service like YouTube or something to get those channels. And so that's working for me, and I can justify it. And I'm watching plenty of that content anyway that's not sports related. So I will be ready to ride for it. But I feel you, man. Like every little pinch is just like, come on. I gotta throw something else on here now. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like kind of impossible. The combination of the costs and the hours in the day, right? I mean, Hard Knocks is not going to make you have force you to rearrange your schedule, but to feel like I'm getting value out of any of these, I need to like really watch TV,
right? Which I don't.
I just don't.
I don't do all. I do, like I'm saying. I shouldn't say that definitively. I watch a couple hours of something streaming every morning, Monday through Friday. I take the weekends off, but I'm on the bike in the basement. I mean, that gets tougher at this time of the year. I'll go right outside when it's nice out. But so I do watch a lot of content, but I'm the same. I always think I mentioned a week or two ago, we were talking about the schedule. And like, you know, I think if I could purge a streamer, I think Netflix, then well, the football's going to be there anyway. And then I saw cruising through my Facebook feed, they've got the rights to some long in production documentary about one of my favorite bands, the Ramones. That's coming out. That's a Netflix. And I'm going to want to watch that probably, almost assuredly. So I'm not ditching that. There's always reasons to hang on to this stuff.
I think what you probably need to do is be one of those people that is always like canceling them and then re-signing. And I've got 300 fantasy teams. Like I'm going to need to put as much work into like a spreadsheet. So, you know, this is a reasonable thing to do. And I guess I'm admitting that I should do it, right? If I have the problem, why not attack the problem instead of just, I'm stuck? Because you're really not stuck. Get one of those apps that tells you how many subscriptions you have, and you think it's 6 and it's 90,
right?
And you start just chipping away at it. But we did this with one thing, I won't name it, and it didn't feel good to me, but that's maybe even embarrassing to say, where you cancel it knowing you're going to sign right back up because they're going to offer you the same thing for like 10% of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just do that. And why should I feel bad about doing that? Yeah. I don't know.
You shouldn't, but
I shouldn't.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Like Peacock, I like having Peacock. I like the NBC stuff. I like watching the idea of watching old SNLs. That's enjoyable to me. The NFL is there.
And if they ever choose to put the best soccer match on there on a Saturday or a Sunday, you're going to be able to find your way to that.
When Saturday morning, there was a game on USA. Oh, this is 2 weeks ago because the Everton game was on the main one this week because the last game in the stadium.
Right.
Last week before, I went to Peacock to watch my Everton instead of the game that was on.
Yeah.
So I use Peacock for that. But what is the value of that to me? And I'm not watching any of these Law and Orders or these shows that are just exclusive new crime dramas. Like I don't find that I don't have the time or interest in like getting into all this new. I'm sure it's good. A lot of it's probably really good. I would like it. How many hours? So it's just what can you say?
Yeah.
Is this even a righteous complaint? If you can't afford it or you don't use it, you just got to dump it.
Right.
But I don't know if I'll watch Hard Knocks. It's good that you will, that you have HBO Max, because I'm not sure I will get it. I would want to get it for this.
Right.
I would only get it for this because of work. To talk, because I know we'll be talking, I think we'll be talking about Hard Knocks the day after it airs every time.
Yeah.
I
agree. I think that'll happen. Yeah.
There'll be something on the show or a few things on the show. Maybe an admission, maybe something controversial, maybe something funny. Like that's what the show is trying to give you.
Yep.
So there'll be stuff like that to talk about every week.
But that stuff, like you, even if you don't have it, like I'm not trying to talk you out of getting it to watch it for if you feel compelled by work to do it. Anything that happens, you're going to find out about the next morning on social media anyway.
I know, and that happens a lot already.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I won't have seen it.
Right. But you will. You'll know about it. You will have watched it after. Whatever. It's not like you'll go. You're not going to know what's happening.
I'll get the clip.
Yeah, I think.
Really?
That stuff will. Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch the Giants thing last year. I saw the clips of Joe Shane. You know, on Twitter.
Defending rightly that they shouldn't have signed Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
And getting crushed for it.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that. I did. I had the subscription by then and I did watch some. But the point holds. I did see that stuff on social media anyways, too, in addition to having the subscription.
Boy, with the tush push, by the way, minds were racing in the expectation that it would be banned with what Saquon Barkley's 2025 stat line could look like. If he's healthy on that team, could he come close to the same year but with 12 more touchdowns?
Right.
If Jalen Hurts isn't – I mean, it's still a quarterback sneak. It's still a pretty makeable conversion. I think it would have been, you know, logically, we would have – What you get with the Eagles, I think, I mean, maybe you could prove this to be false, but this is how I think of it. You could get with the Eagles, second and goal at the 5 can be 3 sneaks. Third and goal at the 3 can be 2. And that might not be the move if you didn't have that such a guarantee, almost guaranteed first down. They're almost never stopped. But that didn't happen.
Right.
The play is still going to be legal.
Barkley did, I don't know if he led the league, but I feel like I saw a number on this, like maybe as many as 6 times he was tackled at the 1 yard line. And then Hurts scored after, like, so, you know, it maybe some of it's a little fluky too. Like it some of that might have corrected itself, just irrespective of the rule being changed or not, which of course it has not been changed. So
no, that, I think that did happen.
Yeah,
he did have 15 total touchdowns as it is, 13 rushing. I mean, they scored like crazy, but you'd think it would have been more. 803-0550 to join us. You have a thought on the tush push not being banned or Hard Knocks getting the Bills for the first time or the Bills getting them. Sal will join us at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.